This is Leanne Hunter, and you're listening to The Long Way Home on WEHC 90.7, the voice of Southwest Virginia. On this show, I'll sit down with Adam Bolt, a musician out of Abingdon, Virginia. We'll talk and listen to some of his songs, including some unreleased ones, which will be featured on his upcoming album. We'll also stop by Saltville, Virginia for a brief visit. Enjoy the ride. Let's take the long way home. Let's start by listening to some music together. Here's one that's a little bit about love and home and family and friends from one of our friends, Jamie Collins. Here's Enjoy Life.
All my things, my whatnots, necklaces, bracelets, and rings. All is gone quiet, now I'm off the road. Don't it feel good to be back home? Home is with my family, wherever we may be. That is when I'm happiest and when I feel free. Time moves with motion, moments here and gone. Don't it feel good to be back? One I love, count my blessings, thank the Lord up above. Sit back with me, enjoy life a while. Sit at home, relax, and smile. Home is with my family, whomever they may be. That is when I'm happiest and when I feel free. Time moves with motion, moments here and gone. Don't it feel good to be back home? I'm a child with endless hopes and no fears of the wild. Lay down in peace and let the rest go. Don't it feel good to be back home? Home is with my family, wherever we may be. That is when I'm happiest and when I feel free. Time moves in motion, moments here and gone. Don't it feel good to be back home? Don't it feel good to be back home? Don't it feel good to be back
Stevie Winwood's song.
You
somebody holds a key. Well, near the end, and I just ain't got the time, and I'm wasted, and I can't find my way
to be one and the same. Mama don't understand it. She wants to know where I've been. I'd have to be some kind of natural born fool to wanna pass that way again. But you know I could feel it. On a country road. Sail on home to Jesus, won't you, good girls and boys. I'm all in pieces, you can have your own choice. But I can be a heavenly band full of angels, and they're coming to set me free. I don't know nothing about the why or when, but I can tell you that it's bound to be. Because I could feel it, child, yeah. Country road. I guess my feet know where they want me to go. Walking on a country road, yeah. To the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same, child. Mama don't understand it. She wants to know where I've been. I have to be some kind of natural born fool. I want to pass that way again, but I could feel it, Lord. Country road. Walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down a country road. La 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 la.
had the pleasure of sitting down with a really fun and thoughtful guy, Adam Bolt, a musician out of Abingdon, Virginia. I think Adam really displays his storytelling skills in his songwriting, and I've thoroughly enjoyed getting to know his music. I really had a good time talking with Adam about his outlook and invite you all to listen in. I'm Leanne, I'm sitting here with Adam Bolt, and I guess one of the things I'd want to know is this your home place, or how did Southwest Virginia become your home, if it's not your home place?
Southwest Virginia and Abingdon is where I currently live, became my home about 10 years ago. My mom moved up here to work at the college, and I was painting her house on the weekends, and I was living in North Carolina, was painting her house, and thought, this is pretty cool. This area seems kind of untapped and definitely different than the city that I grew up in, the Triangle area of North Carolina. And just thought that I needed a break from that, and just so beautiful. And so I didn't really tell my mom that I had these plans that I was going to move up here, and kind of just followed her lead. And so now we live about a mile and a half away from each other, and that's pretty neat.
And you are an Emory and Henry alumni?
I am. I graduated in 2012 with an environmental science degree. And just coming to campus today brought back a lot of those feels. Springtime at Emory is a good time to, well, all times are good to be at Emory and Henry campus, but did get some of those springtime feels driving on campus.
You're here with your guitar, and I know you play guitar and sing. Is that the first instrument that you learned, or what inspired you to become a musician and pick up and start learning how to play?
So I guess in fifth and sixth grade, parents were starting to sign their kids up for band, and the middle school, this was in Roanoke. We were living in Roanoke, the family, and a lot of the kids my age were signing up for band in sixth grade, and I didn't necessarily want to, but at the same time, there's a lot of peer pressure to join band, and it just didn't make sense to me. I kind of think about that now. It's like, well, if I had joined band, would I still be playing, you know, saxophone or something, and how many like saxophones get left in the band room when kids move on from that, you know? And so I decided not to do band, and then all my friends were in band, so I didn't even like get to hang out with some of the kids that I met in elementary school and my friends. So then I needed another outlet, and I think my parents and my grandmother kind of noticed that. So my grandmother bought me my first guitar and gave me I guess like about a year of lessons at Fret Mill in Roanoke. And Fret Mill has kind of made this new social, or maybe I'm just becoming aware of it now on social media, and they were kind of talking like, what were the first songs that you learned? And Nirvana was huge. Kurt Cobain had just committed suicide. So my mom wouldn't let me learn Nirvana songs, even though the guys that I was kind of playing music with, they wanted to learn Nirvana and Bush and NoFX. But my mom was in tune and didn't let me learn that. So out of rebellion, my guitar teacher was like, oh, she's not going to let you learn Nirvana? Here's Umbop by Hanson. Here's three chords. You can go home and play this for your mom. It's nothing like Nirvana. So I was thinking about that the other day. And, you know, that was a great song, and it was very easy to play. And on and off, took lessons, you know, when I got the interest again. Took some in Greensboro when I lived there. And then YouTube came around, and you could teach yourself a lot of stuff on YouTube. But I really love the art of songwriting. And I think the guitar for me is, I'm not a great guitar player, but it gives me the tune of whatever the song I'm going to try to write, you know, put words to it. So
you really seem to be a prolific storyteller in your songwriting.
Well, thank you.
Who are some of your musical influences?
Today, last year, John Prine passed away. I was thinking about that today too, because I went out searching for morels, I was cooking up the morels and got the news that John Prine passed away and got really sick. And I didn't know if it was how prepared the morels are, just like the shock. he's number one. I mean, I imitate him and I steal from him. I steal lyrics from him. I don't do it on purpose, but I'm like, oh yeah, John Prine already wrote that, you know, and how I've twisted it. And so it's not intentional. It's just, I grew up listening to him and he's really gained some popularity in the past few years, which is great. It was James Taylor, John Prine, and Jimmy Buffett. That was who was in the car, in the station wagon when we were going on road trips. And Jimmy Buffett, he's like, you know, fun. But I connected with John Prine, and my dad would be like, well, you know what this one's about? And I'm like, no, what is it? And he's like, it's about the war. I was like, well, I don't get it. And he's like, well, listen to it. So we like, he would like break down John Prine lyrics. And that, and John Prine is someone, he was introduced while he was at Emory and Henry, and I guess the late 70s and early 80s. So that's who I pretty much attribute continuing to write songs, to try to get a song that's like probably steal from him, but it maybe will be a, you know, a good story. And I like the lessons that he teaches. They're like kind of subtle and subconscious, and the way he looks at life is, you know, with humor, but like dark, kind of dark humor, making subjects that aren't easy to talk about approachable. And so I try to do that. You don't want to write a song that's like too one side or the other and get someone mad. But if you can kind of like write a song that get two people talking about something and then agree, I think that's cool. Like
one of your songs, Animals in the News.
Yeah.
The song almost amuses me, and there's humor in it, but it, like you said, there is darkness, and you're really saying something in the song. There's definitely an underlying message in the song.
Yeah. And I usually like preface that with that I'm not an animal person. You know, like I'm never been an animal person. I think that obviously have a place on this earth. And that song is kind of just about how, you know, you don't have to be an animal person, you know, have pets and whatnot, to realize that there's been some bad things that have happened to animals, extinction and zoos and stuff like that, you know, so hunting. So that's kind of what that song goes through. You know, the song that it's like in the news doesn't really put me on a side of it. I mean, obviously the song kind of goes to that way that I have an opinion, but it's more just like, hey, did you hear what happened to this? You should read.
What happened to the dodo bird from the island of Mauritius? A couple Dutch sailors, they washed ashore. He said, man, this thing tastes delicious. And they took it back to their colony. And they stuck it on a rotisserie. But when the dodo, it went extinct, they said, maybe we can try this with chickens. Then they shoved them all into their mouths. And when they were gone, they said, we're gonna have to eat something else. Maybe we're gonna have to eat ourselves. Did you hear what happened to the African lion, who was hunted and killed by the dentist? Guy paid $50,000 to a couple of tribesmen, even though they didn't really have permission. And they cut off its head and they hung it on their wall. They made them a necklace out of its claws. And when the world saw, they all were appalled. Why, he shot first then asked for forgiveness. So let's stuff them all, hang them in our house. And when they're all gone, you know we're gonna have to stuff some. people gonna have to stuff ourselves. Did you hear what happened to the kid at the zoo who fell into the cage with the gorillas? The old silverback, they didn't know what to do, and picked him up like he was one of its children. And the people were shouting, and the people were screaming. They took out their cell phones and started live streaming. Now the whole internet is trying to find out the reason the zookeeper had to kill it. So let's cage them all with no way out. And when they're all gone, you know we're gonna have to cage something else. But we're already caging ourselves. To the orca whale who got caught in the fishermen's nets. They threw him in a tank and the people came to watch him do stupid human tricks. And the trainers would jump down into the pool. They were dressed like seals, his primary food. But if you call something a killer, well, a killing's what he'll do. Or maybe he was tired of eating fish. And he shoved them all into his mouth. And when they were gone, he said, I'm gonna have to eat something else. And then the orca, well, he just jumped out.
Singing his song Animals in the News. You're listening to The Long Way Home with Leanne Hunter on WEHC. We'll return to the conversation I had with Adam Bolt and hear about some music he wrote during 2020.
You were talking about John Prine, and I think that you call him out in one of your lyrics in the song Trying Times from an album you released last year during the pandemic.
Yeah.
The album And the Vines Still Grow.
And the Vines Still Grow, yep.
And that song is just so sincere. And I'm wondering, when I heard that album, it seemed more boiled down acoustic music, and maybe not with the band as much as some of your other albums. Was this something that all came out of, like, social distancing and quarantine? Was that
Yeah, time? You nailed it. I didn't think, like, you know, if I were to put out a full band album, it just didn't seem like the socially conscious thing to do, even if it was projected. You know, you could do it so many ways where musicians would come in and do different overdubs and stuff like that. But I wanted it to come across that way. So I actually wanted to record it at my house, and just I have no ability to do that. So I went to Big Tone Records in Bristol, and it's just like real intimate setting, and recorded just one tracks straight through. And that's kind of how I wanted. I'm glad that came across. And then actually got some artists on Fiverr to, that's a like an app website that the idea is to pay $5 for whatever service you need. It goes up in different prices, and paid a guy from, I think he was from Germany, to play harmonica on it. So he just sent the track over. It was like a really interesting way to do it. So, yeah, I wanted it to have kind of a lonesome feel.
There's
beams with bears in line. On my timeline, I'm standing at the bar telling a joke. But here's the punchline, laid off at lunchtime, and other than these chills and being broke, I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling fine. Put my mask on today. I ran out of Chardonnay. I went down to the local grocery store. Newspaper on display. More deaths are on the way. Are those oils so essential anymore? I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling fine. You can blame it on predictions. You can blame it on restrictions. The pass and blame in 2020 is all hindsight. We were saved by subscriptions to Netflix and politicians. That won't bring back your loss of life. But I'm feeling fine. Hope you're feeling fine. You can ask yourself why the times have been tried, but I'm still not sure I know what that means. And you may hear me cry, if I could see John Prine one more time, then maybe I could have done better quarantine. But I'm feeling fine. These trying times, I hope you're feeling fine. These trying times, I hope you're feeling fine.
Each of your albums that I've listened to different songs from, they're often different types of music, like from album to album. I can hear different flavors, but what's always consistent is your clever lyrics and your voice and your storytelling.
Yeah. Cool.
I've really enjoyed, too, like Song of Malfa Wilson.
Yeah.
Where there's these fun word plays of like different localities over in Grayson County worked into the lyrics.
Yeah, my dad's from Independence. He grew up in Independence, so that's where that comes from, and he had a buddy named Wilson. I just started messing around with that because we'd always pass Mouth of Wilson. Man, it's such a beautiful area over that way, too. And thought that shining a little light on it in a song.
Ooh, you been kissing on the Mouth of Wilson. Saw you down by the dam. You told me you needed your independence. This Grayson boy will never understand.
It was a blue devil night, and the moon was on the rise. The silver of the fish were shining through. Imagine my surprise when I saw your cheating eyes reflecting on the waters of the new. I went to the highlands of the highest mountain just so I could shout out your name. It wasn't looking good when I ran out from the woods. In the wild, ponies were all that came. Ooh, you've been kissing on the Mouth of Wilson.
saw you down by the dam. You told me you needed your independence. This racing boy will never understand. Snuggly with my honey, oh, when the town drunk walked by. He handed me my mail and he hauled me off to jail just in time to put out the fire. Oh, you've been kissing on the mouth of Wilson, saw you down by the dam. You told me you needed your independence. Racing boy will never understand. Our love, it fries in the summer, it'll freeze in the winter. I don't know how it got so cold, but somewhere along the way our love, it turned astray. We were riding on that crooked road. Oh, you've been kissing on the mouth of Wilson, saw you down by the dam. You told me you needed your independence. This racing boy will never understand.
Oh, how this racing boy will never understand.
That was Adam Bolt with his song Mouth of Wilson. Adam is an Emory and Henry alumni, and he came into the studios to talk to me about his music and an album that's going to be released soon. Some of your songs seem to come from a viewpoint of kind of a good time guy, but there is a touch of like self-deprecating humor in it.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if there's, you know, why you like to tell those kind of stories.
Well, I think humility is just another form of communication. Seems to like go far for me in trying to communicate, get things done in my day-to-day life. It's funny, typically, like, and it's just not so abrasive. And with that, I tend to use it. The Alien of Affection kind of came from this law in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
The law was named Alienation of Affection. And in that law, there doesn't have to be any infidelity that occurs, but if your affection is directed towards another human in North Carolina legal system and other states, that's just as bad as if there was any type of physical infidelity. And so I was playing with that, and like an alien from another planet wouldn't have the same like relationship ideals as maybe a human. It got kind of weird there, but that's kind of where the idea came from.
Well, I'm a drunk as a bee on the harvest moon, trying to stand up straight and not fall for you. I'm a reckless and I'm careless and it's harmful too. But on this night I thought it through. The lights have come. drive on, but the truck wouldn't start. Baby, yeah, don't you hate this man? He's just an alien of affection. I'm drunk as a bee on the harvest moon. No more stink to my buzz, there's no more follow through. I'm just as useful as a knot in my shoe. All tongue-tied and twisted from the thought of you. This hand, I know it ain't your plan or your intention, but I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm an alien of affection. So hey.
Sometimes you're known as the troubadour of Abingdon.
Yeah, it's probably some self-proclaimed ego trip that I was on at some point, and probably like an interview with like Richard Graves back in the day. Yeah. Richard was great. He'd always bring me on, and a true friend, and bring in local people. And So I'm sure it was some ego kick. But I've realized now that trolling is a thing, I realize that I've been a troll for like my life. Just, you know, if I get bored with normality and want to see whose feathers I can ruffle up. And so, again, like not taking myself too seriously, sometimes I'll say something that I don't take seriously and maybe it comes out as the Abingdon Troubadour, and I'll take it, you know. But there's so many good songwriters in the area. If I'm one of the troubadours in Abingdon, I'll take that role better than the Abingdon Troubadour.
I know, Adam, that you are working on and are going to be releasing a new album soon. I was wondering if we could hear anything ahead of time, or if there's any sneak peeks that we might get off this new album.
Yeah, I'll play some acoustic if that's okay in here. So I usually just do 4 songs at a time on these EPs. As an independent artist, financially, it works better for me. And as someone who suffers from ADD, it also lets me focus on a group of songs together. And I don't have a record contract, so I can do what I want to do. And to me, 4 songs feels good. The attention span of listeners has gone down, and you got to keep stuff pushing out. And so that's kind of what I've worked out. Till that record deal comes, I'm just going to keep doing these 4 at a time. And it's great. This one that's coming up, I don't have the name yet, but they're all about kind of places I've traveled, that I've lived. So every song is a destination. One of the songs I'd like to sing for you is called Saxapahal, and that is in North Carolina near Burlington. It's Saxapahal how it's spelled, but the locals down there say Saxapahal. Just like the name, and just wrote the song around the name. It really has not much to do with Saxapahal.
Cool. Great. I can't wait to hear it.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah. Is that road again, hon? The one with the rhododendron, I confuse it with the mountain laurel. There's a squirrel in the street, and she's staring back at me. On one side is her treat, the other side something to eat.
but we won't have time to see it. She will decide to leave. I recall in the fall, you remember this December, we would all get in your car. Here we are on the way to Saxby Hall. On the way to Saxby Hall. That road again, the one that looks like a dead end. I confuse it with a great big circle. There's a girl in the passenger seat, and she's staring back at me like I'm a complete imbecile. We had a deal that in a squall we would all get in your car. Now here we are on the way to Saxby Hall. But we won't have time to see if she will decide to leave. I recall in the fall, you remember this December, we would all get in your car, and here we are on the way to Saxby Hall. On the way to Saxby Hall.
I really enjoyed that. And so that's going to be one of the new releases on your upcoming album.
Yes, I think that'll be the title track. I've been working with Mike Stevenson at Classic Studios in Bristol and Logan Fritz, who he's Avenue Troubadour, and he's a rock and roller. So it's gonna be a little more like on the other end of the spectrum from the Trying Times and the Vines Still Grow.
You'll be working with other musicians on this album.
Yeah, it'll be full band. Neil Reed. Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be more full and hopefully kind of like a lot of people say that things are opening up and people are getting vaccinated. So hopefully this is kind of a welcome back into that.
Yeah, and I hope that we'll be able to celebrate the release of the album. Are you planning or hoping that you'll be able to be performing anywhere locally?
Yeah, I really have not played out very much. We are planning to play at Wolf Hills for a CD release party, which is a limited number ticketed event. So that's exciting to play out.
Adam Bolt's album release party is scheduled for May 22nd at Wolf Hills Brewing Company in Abingdon, Virginia.
Do you want to play another song?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. So this one's called Throwing Back the Wind. It's fairly old. I didn't really get around to putting it on one of the projects, and then I felt like it fit on this project. My pickup's filled with empty coolers, cigarette packs and fishing lures on any given Sunday afternoon. Now I'm feeling trapped again, so I'll just keep on traveling until I find a place to call my own. Thank you.
It's Tuesday night in Montgomery, and I guess it is where you are too. I plan on saving up all my money just so I can come to see you. I'm throwing back the wind. She's creeping up, not gonna let her catch me, no, no. I'm throwing back the wind. I'll make her wish that she had never met me, oh no. I'm throwing back the wind. Just another hat you wear, you put me on over your hair. You take me off when convenience ends. And no, it's not that I care, I just thought that you would be there. But now it's time I'm throwing back the wind. I'm throwing back the wind. She's creeping up, not gonna let her catch me, oh no. I'm throwing back the wind. I'll make her wish that she had never met me, oh no. I'm throwing back the wind. I'm throwing back the wind. I'm throwing back the wind. I'm throwing back the wind.
Oh, I really enjoyed hearing that. And there's nothing quite like hearing a song for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, because I just got to go on that ride with you and didn't know where it was going, which I really loved. And now I can't wait to listen to it again.
Awesome. I can't wait to put it out.
I really enjoyed it. That's good. Is there anything else that we didn't touch on that you might want to say?
Thank you so much for hosting and having me here. And good luck on your show. And good luck here. And have some fun.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Nice to see you as well. Thanks for doing this.
Today on The Long Way Home, let's stop over in Saltville, Virginia. Saltville is located on the border of Smith and Washington counties. Situated on land that was once an inland sea, there are rich deposits of minerals and salt. Once the stomping grounds of animals like woolly mammoths, Saltville has long been on migratory routes of both people and animals. The land was once part of the estate of Colonel William Campbell of Kings Mountain fame. Revolutionary War participants like John Brodie are buried and honored here. Colonel Campbell's benefactors made a business out of the salt, which began a long history of harvesting the minerals and salt for profit. Various people rose to prominence and wealth through these endeavors. During the Civil War, as the salt capital of the Confederacy, the town of Saltville was a strategic target, and two separate battles occurred there. In more recent years, a big presence in the town were mining companies like Matheson. The town is not only rich in minerals, but it is rich in history. Before Before we go, I'd like to share a few thoughts I've had about home. While I've made my home here for many years, I still dream of my childhood homes. They're special to me. Sometimes I wander the halls and rooms in my mind, re-exploring these spaces I knew so well. I've since driven by some of those places and realize they're just that, places. I believe that the idea of home has much more to do with the heart. I think that if you can find yourself truly at home with a beloved, you have a treasure to be grateful for. If you'd like to share something that warms your heart or a moment of mindfulness, let me know about it. I'd also love to hear why you love living in Southwest Virginia. Call WEHC and leave me a message at 276-944-6866. And now, until we share the long way home together again, let's enjoy some songs by the legendary John Prine. Here are Illegal Smile and When I Get to Heaven.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. Bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one knew it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. The last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun, my sister's a nun.
When I get to heaven, I'm gonna shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm gonna get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand? And then I'm gonna get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl, 'cause this old man is going to town. Then as God is my witness, I'm getting back into show business. I'm gonna open up a nightclub called the Tree of Forgiveness and forgive everybody ever done me any harm. Why, I might even invite a few choice critics, those syphilitic parasitics. Buy them a pint of Smithix and smother them with my charm. 'Cause then I'm gonna get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, this old man is going to town. Get to heaven, I'm gonna take that wristwatch off my arm. What are you gonna do with time after you bought the farm? And then I'm gonna go find my mom and dad. And good old brother Doug, well, I bet him and cousin Jackie are still cutting up a rug. I wanna see all my mama's sisters, 'cause that's where all the love starts. I miss them all like crazy. Bless her little hearts. And I always will remember these words my daddy said. He said, "Buddy, when you're dead, you're a dead peckerhead." I hope to prove him wrong. That is, when I get to heaven. 'Cause I'm gonna have a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, this old man is going to town. Yeah, this old man is going to town.
Long Way Home is a production of WEHC and is recorded on the campus of Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. The theme song is Hey Kind Friend by the Indigo Girls. For more programs from the Voice of Southwest Virginia, visit www.wehcfm.com.